Hello, I'm Darren Burton and welcome to Council Connections, the weekly program that keeps you up to date on Toowoomba Regional Council's facilities, activities and services. Now here's some welcome news for our fishing fraternity. Coobee Dam's Loveday Cove has now reopened. However, Coobee's dam wall area and the region's other major dams, Perseverance and Crestbrook, remain closed to the public until further notice following January's heavy rain and flooding. Council has been working to fix facilities and roads before the public is able to return to the popular recreation areas. Now, Loveday Cove's summer opening hours are 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. and for further information, please call 4688 6542. Applications are being sought for the Event Support Grant Program, which closes on March 14. This council initiative aims to support groups planning major regional and community events, and further information about the program and application forms can be obtained from the Economic Development, Tourism and Events Branch, and you can call them on 4688 6966. The first of the big bands strikes up at this year's Summer Tunes program on Sunday. Toowoomba Municipal Band appears at the Laurelbank Park Shade Shelter from noon until 3 p.m. Founded more than 100 years ago, the ensemble will play a variety of big band favourites. The Art of Tea plays from noon to 3 p.m. at Picnic Point, and this five-piece group plays jazz, jazz rock, blues, cabaret and fusion numbers. Broxburn Music Club of Pittsworth plays from noon to 3 p.m. at Newtown Park State Rose Garden, and the easy listening music fans can enjoy tunes from Two's Company at the Children's Play Area in Queen's Park from 10 a.m. to noon, and of course there's face painting there for the young ones. Residents are encouraged to register Clean Up Australia Day sites via www.cleanupaustralia.org.au or by calling 1800 282 329. The annual day is on Sunday, March 6, and registrations close on February 16. Now, the website lists sites individuals and groups can attend, and council service centres also have clean-up site details. So inquiries from council can be directed to 4688 6824. Council is seeking nominations for a maximum of 5 community representatives for the Toowoomba Carnival of Flowers Young Ambassador Program Working Group. Now, nominations are open to all members of the public, including past entrants, past working group members and past winners. Council is also seeking nominations for community representatives for sub-working groups within the Toowoomba Carnival of Flowers Young Ambassador Program. Applications will close Friday, February 18, so go to www.tcof.com.au to download the nomination form or contact the Carnival Office on 4688 6661. The Toowoomba Carnival Flowers would also like to thank the 2010 Young Ambassador Program Working Group for all its hard work and dedication to the success of the 2010 program. As part of the Skilling Queenslanders for Work Green Army program, Council, in conjunction with the state government, will be selecting 21 applicants to participate in a 16 to 21 week work placement program from February this year. Applicants should bring a copy of their current resume to an information session from 9 a.m. on Friday, February 18 at the Laurelbank Hall, Hill Street, Toowoomba. Interviews will be held immediately following the information session, and prospective participants must also register their interest by logging onto the Queensland Green Army website, www.greenarmy.qld.gov.au. Now please note, no referrals from recruitment agencies will be accepted. To find out more about this position, salary and the employee benefits, please visit our website at Council on www.toowoombarc.qld.gov.au. For those interested in the workings of Council, the next ordinary meeting of Council will be held at 9 a.m. on Tuesday, February 15, and that's at the Milmerran Service Centre. For more information there, contact 4688 6356. With our dams at 100% and permanent conservation measures now in place, some common questions we receive at Council are when can residents water gardens and lawns? And the answer to that is any day except Monday, and that's before 10 a.m. and after 4 p.m. And by that you can use a bucket, a handheld hose, or water-efficient sprinklers or systems. Another question is, can residents use the hose to clean? The answer to that is yes, and that's any day, any time for cars, buildings, windows and outdoor entertainment areas, but no for other paved areas and for cement driveways, unless there is a hygiene or safety hazard. A new fridge magnet is coming soon to your mailbox with a complete listing of all the permitted watering options, so keep an eye out for that. And don't forget, when it comes to emergencies around the region, in a life-threatening situation, please call 000, but for matters such as burst water mains, blocked sewers, or dog attacks after hours, please contact Council's free emergency number on 1800 626 198. And that's it for this week's program. Make sure you join me next week when I'll bring you more news and community information from Toowoomba Regional Council. I'm Darren Burton for Council Connections.